Welcome to another episode where we delve deep into various business topics and provide you with insightful discussions. Today we have an intriguing topic to explore. What exactly is a successful company? We often hear this term being thrown around, but what does it really mean? Join me as we peel back the layers and uncover the true essence of success in the business world. So, let's dive in. In order to define what makes a company successful, we first need to understand the different yardsticks used to measure success. Historically, success was primarily measured by financial indicators such as revenue, profit, and market capitalization. However, this narrow focus led to an overlook of vital factors that contribute to a truly successful company. One key criterion for success is driving innovation. Innovative companies consistently bring groundbreaking products, services, or business models to the market, revolutionizing industries and attracting customers. Apple, for instance, has frequently demonstrated the power of innovation through products like the iPhone and Apple Watch, propelling them to immense success. Another indicator of a successful company is its ability to build and maintain a strong brand. A strong brand is built upon a company's reputation, customer loyalty, and its capacity to differentiate itself from competitors. Nike, for example, has successfully positioned itself as a brand associated with sports excellence and empowerment, securing its place as a frontrunner in the athletic apparel market. However, success isn't solely measured by financial performance or branding. It's also important to consider a company's impact on society and the environment. With the rise of corporate social responsibility, companies are being held accountable for their actions and are expected to contribute positively to the communities they operate in. A successful company should demonstrate ethical practices, social initiatives, and sustainability efforts. By doing so, they earn the respect and loyalty of both customers and employees. Patagonia, a well-known outdoor clothing and gear manufacturer, exemplifies this through its commitment to environmental preservation, fair trade practices, and transparency. Business longevity is yet another marker of success. A company that can sustain profitability and growth over an extended period of time showcases effective management, adaptability, and the ability to weather economic storms. Companies like General Electric, which has been in operation for over a century, demonstrate this resilience and adaptability through their ability to remain relevant in the ever-changing business landscape. Success can also be measured by a company's impact on job creation and economic growth. Companies that generate employment opportunities, foster innovation within their supply chains, and contribute to the overall prosperity of their region are often hailed as successful. Amazon, for example, has not only transformed the retail industry but also created millions of jobs globally, stimulating local economies. Moreover, a successful company should also prioritize its internal culture and the well-being of its employees. A positive work environment, employee development programs, and a supportive leadership structure are essential for high levels of employee engagement and ultimately, success. Companies like Google and Salesforce prioritize their employees' mental and physical well-being, as well as professional growth, leading to higher productivity and talent retention. To sum it up, a truly successful company encompasses more than just financial achievements or market dominance. It is a combination of innovation, strong branding, social and environmental responsibility, longevity, job creation, and a nurturing internal culture. By focusing on these multifaceted aspects, a company can establish itself as a true success story in today's competitive business landscape. And that's a wrap for today's episode. We've explored the various facets of success in the business world and discovered that it extends far beyond mere financial figures. Thank you for joining me on this insightful journey to understanding what exactly constitutes a successful company. Make sure to tune in to our next episode for more fascinating discussions. Until then, this is Koshin signing off.